You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of interesting stories today. They say doctors can safely treat alcoholism and post-traumatic stress disorder together. Maybe this will save money for Obamacare, who knows, but they think that the type of treatment that they could use for alcoholism can also treat post-traumatic stress disorder. So we want to talk about that. Another study has found that mental illness causes soldier suicides, not combat. So we'll talk about whether I agree with this, how we have a record number of military suicides seen in recent years. Is it because of the combat, or is it, as the study says, mental illness? All right. We're talking, another study has come out ranking the happiest and the saddest U.S. states. This is always kind of fun to look at. It seems to be the same states over and over again, but this is based on a Twitter study. Then it looks like the average American consumes 45 gallons of sweetened drinks per year. 45 gallons. Come on. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were talking about the cardiac stent placement that George W. Bush had had, and one of you had asked me, I believe, on the show about smokers. And if you restenose a stent, will that happen if you're a smoker? But or should you quit smoking now, or is the damage already done? I don't know if that, it wasn't a call. It was online, and I had responded. That's a great question. I had responded in terms of anytime you could quit smoking, we think there's going to be benefits. Okay, I don't want you to think that if you just get a stent and you quit smoking today, you're already screwed because of all those years you smoked. All right, we like to give you hope. Okay, I think if you stopped smoking as of today, absolutely that would help. If you are a current smoker, then no, you probably have an increased chance of restenosing. Whatever puts you in line to clog your arteries before, like, for example, high cholesterol, diabetes, etc., then that could still be in play for you to stenose the artery. The artery just buy, or the stent just buys you some time. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dr. Dahlia, I had a stent in 2004 after 40 years of smoking. I decided to quit smoking when I moved into a new home.
Good.
I didn't want to catch emphysema. My wife and I decided we would quit smoking. I did. She didn't. But I went into the hospital and had a stent shortly thereafter. I thought I'd tell you some of my experiences.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're interested with the wife smoking. I get a little nervous about, you know, the secondhand smoke and that possibly causing an issue with the stent. You know, I gotta tell you, it's hard when, congratulations for you being able to quit smoking. It's very difficult to quit smoking if the spouse is smoking. I really give you guys credit. I give you a lot of credit to be able to quit smoking while the other half doesn't. That's tough. You know, when it comes to quitting smoking, and we've talked about that, and you guys have called in giving us your tricks, we always love that. That's always an ongoing subject. Anything that's helped you guys quitting smoking, anything that's helped you guys quit, love to hear it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, you know, some of you say you have to actually get your friends involved. And many of you have actually lost your friends when you quit smoking because you couldn't go out with them because they would smoke. You know, well, Dahlia, they aren't ready to quit. So if they aren't ready to quit, I can't quit. Well, they, you know, or I can't hang out with them. So you start to socialize less with your smoking friends. And that's tough, to lose your, you know, your social network because of smoking. Same thing with work. You know, when I used to work for the EPA back in the 90s, smokers got an extra break. And so I would pretend, I wouldn't smoke, but I would pretend so I could go and take a break. Okay, I didn't do it all the time because I still had a lot of work to do. But, I mean, you know, if there's a little sorority or a fraternity going on at work, okay, and you don't want to be odd man out, and smokers get certain breaks to be able to go out and smoke in addition to the regular break time, you don't want to be the only one stuck in the office. So you're going to want to go out and hang out with the smokers so that nobody's talking about you and you're still a part of the group. All right. Some of you think that's superficial, but this really happens. I mean, think about it. You know, many of us, we had a lot of friends in high school. Those of us that went to college, yeah, we had a lot of friends in college. And all of a sudden you get married and your friend network changes. Hopefully you are still able to stay with some old friends. But a lot of us, we don't. I have some friends from college. So does my husband. But for the most part, it probably dropped down to 10% of what it was. So then you make new friends and you meet new people, right? But most of your friend network ends up coming from work. Now, not for us doctors, because we really aren't supposed to socialize with patients, okay? And I get that, right? You know, you don't want to be friends with your patients. You don't want your friends being patients. You don't want your family members being patients. It never works. It's horrible. And I've lost a lot of friendships by people who, I told you this, right? They become my friend. I'm thinking, you know, they're becoming my friend because they really like me. You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so fun to talk to. You're so smart. We could have a good time. And then after the second outgoing, it's, can I hit you up for Lortab? Can I hit you up for Ambien? Can I hit you up for this? When I say no, all of a sudden they don't want to hang out anymore. So doctors have a real tough time. No, I'm not. No, I don't think they're liberals. I think, you know, Republicans too. Honestly, I think it's just people don't have time to start a new relationship unless there's something in it for them. And so anyway, you never want to be the doctor to your friends and vice versa. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad, is great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? You trust the government. Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237. Extension 242.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, in the first hour, we were talking about a Newsmax article written by Stephen Moore on 20 cities he thinks is going to suffer bankruptcy next after what we had just seen with Detroit. And cities including Compton, California, Fresno, California, Gulf County, Florida, Jefferson County, Alabama, et cetera. I could give you guys the list again for the listeners of this hour later if you want. And he based this on looking at bond ratings, other data, and cities to watch that could be having the same financial destiny as Detroit did when they had to file Chapter 9 pregnancy. He says, according to an analysis by the Manhattan Institute, several Chicago pension funds, so we're talking about Chicago, are in worse financial shape than the worker pensions in Detroit. He states one in only 25% funded, where the other 75% of the money will come from is anyone's guess. This is his words. And there are about a dozen major California cities having systemic problems paying their bills. He says many of these cities have amassed $118 billion in unfunded health care liabilities. And we talked about these are the legal promises to pay health care benefits to city workers beyond the employee contributions to finance those funds, etc. So he says it's going to be a giant fiscal sinkhole. And because of the defined benefit plans, the hole keeps getting deeper. So we were looking at some of these cities, and it's pretty scary stuff. All right. Last week, or I believe 2 weeks ago, when we were talking about Detroit's bankruptcy, one of the sources was talking about how New York is having as much of an issue as Detroit did with their pension funds. Now, this is something that doesn't get talked about a lot because, you know, we don't want the public getting scared. So, of course, you don't hear about it, you know, but you're starting to get these little bits and sprouts of news coming out going, look, guys, it wasn't, oh, poor Detroit because of the car industry. There's a lot of cities out there that have problems. Now, those of you in California or, it, like, for example, Pontiac, Michigan, he listed in this, Providence, Rhode Island, Salem, New Jersey. I don't know much about any of these cities, you know, fiscal issues, okay? We don't get involved. I mean, this is a national show. It's a health show. So we don't get involved at that level. But when it comes to my listeners and their pensions, such as what's happening in Detroit, in Detroit, with their pensions possibly being destroyed, that was a slip there. It is important, and it's important to all of us, and this is a national crisis. What happened to Detroit isn't just Detroit. What happened to Stockton, California wasn't just Stockton, California. Okay, this is a big wake-up call to all the cities. Now, when you promised pension funds years ago, they weren't lying back then, okay? You had it in the budget. You had in the budget who to hire and how you were going to fund the pensions and the health care benefits thereafter. This is something that's planned, very easy to calculate, very easy to account for. What changed in the last 20 years is our approach to who pays taxes, what other city spending, municipal spending goes to, and the economy. Now, being in the fifth year of a depression, I know people die, it's a recession, and we're out of the recession. We're out of the recession because we're in the depression, okay? All right, you may disagree, fine. Okay, we'll agree to disagree. But 5 years of a depression, and, for example, they said what happened with Detroit is many people who used to pay taxes, all right, many people who worked, you had a lot of upper, middle class, and middle class whites, blacks, Hispanics, many of them have left, such that you don't have as much money coming in as you have a higher, lower income population in Detroit trying to handle all the financial expenditures. Doesn't work. Same thing with a lot of California cities. The reason why you have Oakland, California on this list, and again, this is his opinion, Compton, California, Fresno, California, Oakland, California. The reason why we have California cities on this list is many people have been leaving California and going east. So the more people that exodus and are able to exit, the less of that taxpaying dollars going in. Then you throw on top of that, well, we have to increase our entitlements. We have to increase our funding. Okay? So we have more people requiring unemployment benefits or WIC, and even though these are government programs, I get that. Medicaid, state funding going to Medicaid. Even if you have these federal programs saying, don't worry, we're going to help subsidize you, the unemployed worker in that state isn't putting money into that state. So I think it's more than 20. And, you know, for those of you who have been relying, you know, on, okay, I'll be able to live on pensions, et cetera, you may be up facing a very grim reality. I told you about one of my patients who works for the airline industry. She's a flight attendant. She said a few years ago she was promised that she was about to be retirement age and then she could get her pension. Then they moved the retirement age, so she still had to work a few more years. Now the pensions are gone. Apparently in some sort of a sale, from what I understand, she told me, of the airlines. You guys may know more about that than I do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So all these years planning to live on a pension, gone. Now, in this other study, supposed to be a happier, lighter study, okay, a Twitter, I believe, I don't know if it was from Twitter, I think it was Plus One, who basically looked at people's tweets, was able to come up with a map of the happiest states versus the saddest states based on what their residents say on Twitter. A group of researchers from the University of Vermont published a paper. Plus One took 10,000 words and scored each one on a scale of 1 to 9. 1 is sad, 9 happy. So they took 10,000 words and assigned them a number, which means obviously somebody is looking at our tweets. The project analyzed millions of tweets across the nation, revealing the happiest 5 states in order: Hawaii, Maine, Nevada, Utah, and Vermont. Yet the saddest states were Louisiana, Mississippi, Maryland, Delaware, and Georgia. Now, I don't know whether there's a lot of credence to this. I mean, I would think if you were up in Alaska, you would be pretty happy too. Not sure why Alaska did that well. Well, when they just did a little cross-section of California, Napa, California beat everybody by a long run. Beat Simi Valley, beat Santa Barbara, beat San Jose. That's kind of pretty interesting. All right. In terms of the saddest cities, Dothan, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, Port Arthur, Texas, sad. Beaumont, Texas, not too bad. Not as bad as compared. Now, okay, so what does this study tell us, and who cares about what people tweet? From a psychology perspective, this actually is kind of interesting, okay, because many of us, we gripe, we complain, and prior to Twitter, nobody could really see us gripe and complain. We'd gripe and complain to each other, etc. Well, now we're pretty vocal. I was never vocal about my political feelings. I mean, I did a little bit in high school, you know, in high school during the Reagan years, you know, it was kind of easy. Right? You know, to be a Reaganite, so that was easy. Yay, Reaganomics. What is Reaganomics? Oh, dude, I don't know, but it's totally tubular. Right? You know, in the 80s, that's what you did. I get that. College age, I didn't have time to be very political. You had the Monica Lewinsky scandal, so there really wasn't any, you know, side to take. We know there was a recession. And I was working 3 jobs trying to support myself while going to school, and so I just didn't really have time to get political. All of a sudden, there's Facebook and Twitter, and people start circulating stories about things going on, and you're like, oh, heck yeah, I could comment on that. Yeah, I'll comment on that. So we're a lot more vocal than we are. Now, government could say, you know what, everybody's happy. Everybody's happy with our current administration. People are happy. But when you see what's going on Twitter, you're like, oh, no, maybe people aren't that happy. Now, not everybody is on Twitter. Many of you out there have a phenomenal opinion, okay? Many of you listen to talk radio, but you never call in, as you can see, right? Okay? You don't call in. You may email. You may call our answer line and say, I want Dahlia to call me back privately, which is getting kind of harder to do, so I apologize if I'm not calling each of you back privately. You got to call into the show, okay? So it keeps the show alive, and it allows me to not get caught talking to a strange man on the phone when my husband wants to know who I'm talking to at 10 o'clock at night, right? Well, what's that commercial? Is it the car insurance? Is that, it was like, no, it's not Progressive. You know, the wife thinks the husband's cheating, and he's talking to us like Allstate rep or something. Anyway, all right. But anyway, people are more vocal now. And for, you know, people don't want to hide their feelings. They don't care if they sound like a raving lunatic on Twitter. They're gonna air their complaints. I think it's healthy, all right? It's healthy to air your concerns. Don't want to bottle it up. But sometimes I think we're getting too much information. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Walker, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, boy, this guy is lucky. A Florida man who in the past survived a lightning strike is recovering after being bitten by a shark while vacationing in the Bahamas. Eric Norrie tells MyFoxTampaBay.com from the hospital where he is awaiting skin graft surgery that he owes his survival to a strong faith in God. I agree. This guy is lucky. Thank the Lord. He was bitten July 29th while on vacation with his family on the Abaco Islands in the Bahamas. He went spearfishing to catch some dinner and was standing in about 5 feet of water when the shark struck. He felt this crunch on the back of his leg, and just as I looked back, he was finishing his bite and ripping and swimming off, and you could see a piece of my leg in his mouth. Wow, that would have been one big, huge, rip-roaring sucker of a piece of leg. His wife and four daughters witnessed the whole thing and rushed to his aid. Oh, boy, he has four daughters, and the wife's like, ah, oh, daddy, ah, shark. You know, that's cool of them. You notice how they run to the daddy? Okay, you know, it could be worse. The kids and the wife could be like, oh, my gosh, there's a shark. I'm going to hop in the car and leave the beach. So that's pretty cool. So anyway, there was red all over the water. The wife was saying, now, a doctor vacationing from San Diego was able to help Nori to shore, and he was flown to a Miami area hospital. He's needed multiple skin grafts, but is expected to recover. Now, not only has this guy been bit by a shark, but he's been struck by lightning. He also has been bitten by a rattlesnake. Now, okay, I understand this guy is married. Okay, if I was his wife, I would probably always stand at least 10 feet away from him. Okay, because obviously trouble seems to find this guy, but luckily for him, he's able to survive. Now, you could survive a snake bite. You can. One of you saw America's Got Talent the other day and was asking me about the python. Was it a python or a cobra? I thought it was a cobra. Some guy was playing with a cobra. Okay. You know, would there be anti-venom nearby? I'm not really sure what they do on America's Got Talent. I mean, all I know is the cobra looked pretty mad, and the cobra went at him, but he knew how to handle it, and, you know, he was kind of dancing around the cobra. It was kind of cool, right? You know, the cobra looked ticked. I personally, that's not my cup of tea for entertainment. I don't like seeing people play with the cobra. I get very nervous about the bites. I've seen enough snake bites. It just doesn't interest me. I'd rather, you know, see Viggo Mortensen in that nude fight scene in Eastern Promises than that. But that's just my particular taste. So, I'm sure there was some sort of anti-venom nearby. I'm sure they had some sort of a taser or something that they could use to, stun the snake so that the snake couldn't keep attacking him if that happened. But I guess that's what they do with these snake handlers. Sorry, I'm not a snake handler. I wish I had more information on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say mental illness, not combat, causes soldiers to commit suicide. They said a record number, according to CNN, of military suicides seen in recent years may not be directly due to extended deployments or combat experience. And this new study, funded by the Department of Defense, it suggests that the real reason behind the growing number of military suicides is underlying mental health issues. I mean, they say a record number of military suicides. Okay, so are you telling me that our soldiers have more mental illness than in the past? Then I don't really think I buy that yet, okay? They say what's causing soldiers to kill themselves at a record rate, apparently there were 325 confirmed or potential suicides last year among active and non-active military personnel, they said are the same mental health problems that can be found in the general population. Depression, manic depression, and alcohol abuse. See, I didn't know that you really get to drink when you're in the military. I mean, I know you get leave every now and then, but I didn't know that you were able to, I mean, can you have alcohol every day? You know, but I can understand. Okay, if they're talking about alcohol abuse, it's not that you're drinking every day. It's you could be binge drinking on the weekends. I get that. All right. So the researchers said they did the study because of the alarming increase in military suicides. In the past, some studies have shown that military personnel were less at risk for suicide than the general population. The study authors looked at data from the Millennium Cohort Study, which is the largest ever long-term study in the military. So, okay, I don't want to go into what the study is, but let's dissect this a little. Why are more soldiers dying of suicide? Why are they finding that they're only out? Now, in the CNN report, they're talking about what about post-traumatic stress disorder? Well, post-traumatic stress disorder, I think, would have existed during the Korean War, the World War II, World War I. So, I when I look at an increase in suicides nowadays, I look back at, okay, well, you got the Persian Gulf War, you have, you know, Vietnam, Korea, World War II, World War I going back. I mean, you know, if we didn't have record suicides then, then, you know, what is it now? I think post-traumatic stress disorder has always existed. Apparently 10% of the people who committed suicide had post-traumatic stress disorder. But then again, were those people who were diagnosed? Do we have such an underdiagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder? I don't know. But I, you know, whenever I see people, or suicide numbers, the first thing I think of is these people didn't think they had another option, right? I mean, suicide is the worst option to take. It's the dumbest option. I mean, because you can't turn back. I mean, we all have options. We all have choices. Sometimes we can even backtrack on some of the choices and then go back and go the other route. You can't do that with suicide. I mean, it is over. It is done. So then what is happening to these soldiers that causes them to believe that there is no other recourse, no other path that they could take? All right? And then what are we doing in the military that's different from the 1940s, right, or the teens, et cetera? Okay, what is so different now? Are people in the military being more abused? I mean, in the 40s, during World War II, did the soldiers get more respect? Did they have more fun? Was there more camaraderie? You know, what is it? Where's the support? Okay, are we weaker psychologically now than we used to be? I don't think so. I mean, in the olden days, women would faint, right? When you know, nowadays, we don't faint when we hear bad news. Guys would faint, too. We don't really have that, okay? People, you know, even I Love Lucy, she would be fainting all the time on the show. We don't faint anymore. So I don't think we're psychologically weaker. Is it that we have a lot of people that really don't like their life? Whereas years ago or decades ago, you had more faith in God, or you had belief that there was another purpose for you being there. So you looked at life differently. I don't know. But whatever it is, we need to give these guys and ladies some help, okay? Is it if they're being mistreated in the Army, if they're feeling alone, if they don't have the spousal support that they need, or they have the interaction that they could have with their family? Is it that when they do go back, there's nothing for them? There's no money. There's no job. I mean, what is it? Is it that there's not enough clergy made available to them so they have more spiritual assistance? You know, it was interesting. You know, we'll watch the movie The Titanic, okay? And on The Titanic, there was a priest, right, giving prayer, right, and you know, offering prayer as the ship was sinking. You know, when we go on the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise, I always try to look and see if there are clergy, you know, and not a lot of people go to the church or the temple or the services. It's kind of interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Jens says, I think over the last few decades, we've glorified death. In our grandparents' time, people were scared of death. We've made it easier for people to die. This is in response to what we were talking about in the previous segment with suicide and suicides increasing in the military and how the Department of Defense has sponsored a study to look at why, and they think it's mental illness. So if In terms of, yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, death, when we look at movies like, right, like Death Becomes Her and True Blood. And, I think, yeah, maybe there's more movies, right, that you know, glorify the whole Care Bear picture of heaven and hell. I don't know. I think people are still scared. We're scared of death always. I think, well, I don't know. I mean, think about in Grecian times, you thought there was Hades. Okay, and you didn't have a heaven or hell. Okay, you would just go and be with Hades. So it was supposed to be scarier, I guess, back then. I think what could be an issue, and not just for military suicides, but for suicides in general. I mean, we had talked about a few months ago how suicides are on the rise because of the economy, and it wasn't as bad as the 1929 stock market crash, but. You know, suicides have been on the rise in general. And, you know, drug abuse and alcohol all play a part. But, you know, I do think we need to look at, are we psychologically strengthening our population? Do we spend any time psychologically training them? Okay, and in the olden days, you know, we really didn't kumbaya or hold hands in school. You got smacked in school. You got spanked in school. Even in my day, you got spanked during school. Okay, not really a lot of love from the teachers. They did start to have counselors. I remember at the time you could have a counselor if you needed to talk to. But in our grandparents' time, you went to school. You did what you're told. It was very rigid. You didn't have time to think. Okay, you didn't start to go down that path. Now, I don't know if that's the healthiest way to do things, okay? I mean, you know, if you look at the numbers, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, maybe there were more, you know, suicide numbers that just weren't reported. I don't know. I have no idea. But this tapping in on your feelings could be both good and bad, okay? I grew up in a family where you didn't cry. So when I would start to cry about something, my parents would say, no crying. No, we don't cry. We're not criers. Stop the crying and move on. Now, I think it's healthy if your kid wants to cry. I think it's very healthy to have a pity party. It's great. I think it helps you heal. I think it helps you feel better. But I do have to admit that my not crying and moving on is something that was ingrained in me as a kid, and I've done it as an adult. And I've never really suffered from depression or anxiety, luckily. I mean, yes, you know, when my father died, I was definitely in a funk. You know, when family members die and this recession definitely doesn't have me in the cheeriest of moods, depression, I'm sorry, doesn't have me in the financial recession, depression. But I don't personally spend a lot of time being down about a particular thing. I move on. I brush off my knees, get back up, and I move on. Now, maybe that worked for me. I don't think it works for everybody. I think a lot of people do need to really work through things that happen to them. And that's one thing that has been reported that the military is lacking. There's not enough support for our soldiers. You know, but then you wonder, you know, what happened with D-Day? I mean, I would love to see some of the psychological studies that happened. So you had, so they stormed the beaches of Normandy, right? Many of their, you know, comrades died in front of them. Our military lost countless men, countless limbs, right? And I would love to see what happened psychologically then. Was everybody treated and did they keep it quiet? You know, that's another thing we're forgetting. Did the military back then keep things quiet? Maybe suicides were higher than we know. But because we didn't want the media finding out or other countries finding out and we wanted to emerge as one of the strongest powers, we kept that quiet. Nowadays, everything is all over the place. So, of course, people in Russia or China or Korea, North Korea, or, you know, New Zealand, England, etc., they're all seeing the article saying, okay, well, you know, military suicides are up. Okay, maybe they've always been up. I don't know. But I think the one thing we could all agree on is we are kitten gloving our children more than a lot of us think we should. And I'm not saying in terms of punishments, but in terms of self-control. Oh, Dr. Dye is going to talk about self-control again. Well, it all relates. I mean, I mean, think about it. You know, do we tell our kids to tough it up? Do we tell our kids, look, you got to sit there and do your homework and you got to pay attention? No, I'm not going to send you home to your mother to go get a pill for ADHD. You're going to pay attention and you're going to get this done. That's your job, and you're going to sit there in class until you get it done. Right? Remember in the olden days, you know, you would be sitting there after school for hours with the teacher until you got that assignment done. You got it done. You know, now I'm not saying ADD doesn't exist. There are people that are affected with ADD, but gosh, we're seeing a lot more of it now. Right? Are we going too quickly to the pills? Should we make the kids sit there and read it? Yeah, it's boring. Well, I got to tell you, a lot of jobs out there are boring. Okay? I mean, you know, look at poor Don here. Poor Don, he has to be an engineer for my show 3 hours a day. If I go off about something that he finds boring, I mean, poor him, he still has to, he still has to be there and work. Okay? A lot of us have jobs that are boring. Okay? You know, some of my classes in medical school, I didn't go to pills. Okay? So this anti-boredom, let's satiate now. Let's watch 200 channels of TV and get to watch both of them at the same time. I think we are creating a human being that doesn't have a lot of self-control, that never has to exercise self-control. And that's a problem. I mean, you used to have to wait until the person you were dating, right, would decide to start taking off her clothes. You don't have to wait anymore. You could log on the internet and get your porn. You don't have to wait for your food. You don't even have to wait for a letter, right? Sitting there waiting for a letter that comes in 2 weeks. You get the tweet, you get the text right now. So you don't have people looking forward to things. If everybody is so easily satiated right then and there, you don't have a lot of people looking forward to things. I mean, look at the kids. They have their video games. They have their, televisions. They have their, when they want something for Christmas, okay? Many of you don't make them wait till Christmas. You give it to them right then and there, right? I don't know why. Maybe we find it easier to deal with the kids if we spoil them. And I'm not saying that's why military suicides are up, but what happens in the military could be a cross-section of what's happening, or an example of what's happening, you know, in the whole U.S. population. And when leaders of the military a few years ago says our youth is posing a public threat, especially with their obesity, I think there's a lot of things going wrong with our youth. A lot. And we were talking about the story, the study that came out, and we were talking about this in the first hour, how one-third of women use the withdrawal method. They aren't on birth control. Pull out. They tell their man, pull out. So where's the planning? We're in a society now where nobody's planning ahead. It's all living for the day, doing things now. Well, if you don't have any dreams, if you don't have any goals, you won't see what you have to live for. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hang me down. Take me down.
Yeah, hang me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.